Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Miami Unique, DIY business coach. Here is Studio U. We're tonight. We're going to have an awesome night. We're going to talk about your passion. For those people who are not entrepreneurs yet or want to be entrepreneurs, this show is for you. So tonight we're going to be talking about how to make your passion into profit. Now for you guys who are business owners out there, this podcast is great for you because it will give you some motivation and inspiration that everything that you have to do is not about the money. Sometimes you really, really just need to enjoy what you do in your business so that you can make the money that you desire. Because if you don't make it fun, like if your business is not fun to you and you're only doing it for your business, then, you know, like, why do it? What's the purpose? Go get a job if you don't like what you're doing. Go, you know, that's what you should do if you're a business owner and you don't like what you're doing. Now, I would love you guys to like and share and repost and tweet this, Instagram it, Facebook it, blog it, whatever you have to do to get this spread across the world, because I am out here trying to share as much information for you guys to become a successful business. And if you have not already part of my email list, make sure you guys sign up for the I Am Unique Right, or I'm sorry, I always get this messed up. That is my original site. My marketing site is IamUniqueMarketing.com. IamUniqueMarketing.com. Make sure you go to that website and, you know, get my free ebook, 45 Minutes to Master Your Business. There's a book, is a short read, you know, 100 pages, probably read in 2 days, and you can implement the things that are in this book to actually grow and master your business so that you can be what you strive out to be. So let's get ready. So tonight, everybody has a passion. Everybody has things that they love to do. Everybody has things that they inspire, who they inspire to be. What makes you drive? What makes you get up in the morning? What makes you do the things that you do? Push yourself through the ripple raw of life, the ripple raw of being a business owner. Like, being a business owner is not an easy task. It's not fun all the time. It can be very, very complicated. So I would love to teach you guys how to grow your businesses so that you can be successful and really, really enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you love to do and have some passion behind it. Okay, guys? So let's get started. First thing about finding your passion. What is that one thing that you really love to do that no matter what anybody says, that they'll do it, you don't even care if you're getting paid for it? Like, everybody has that thing, right? Like, I like to cook. I like to work out. These are things that I really like to do. I really, really enjoy talking to people about their business. You know what I mean? These are things that I enjoy doing in my life. I really like talking to my friends about their problems and talking to people about their problems and helping them fix it. I call myself a fixer. So when someone has a issue and has a problem, I want to do what I need to do and try to fix that problem for them, you know, and try to educate them about, you know, how to get into the situation again, what not to do, you know, how to grow themselves in accordance to that. Those are those things that I love to do as well. So if there's anybody out there who has a comment or want to say something about being a fixer, then let's hear about it. But imagine if whatever it is that you like to do, you really, really love to do, imagine if you go out here and you actually make it a business. Can create it as a business. Like, you can brand it, you can say, oh, I do this because I love to do it, I'm an expert at it, I put my passion into it, I do my research behind it. I really, really hone in on getting this thing done because, and I really educate myself behind it because this is what I really love to do and get more information out there. So those are the goals that, those are the things that you have to think about. Once you find out what your passion is out there, how do you market it? You tell your friends. I like to start with my friends and family and see, give them free stuff. Give them samples. If you like the juice, give them, say, hey, do you like this juice? Does it taste good? What do you think of it? Tell them, you know, then, or if it's a lotion or shea butter, do you like this butter? Do you like this soap? Do you like this hair product? Do you like this? That's how a lot of business gets started on what they like to do. Or, hey, let me come over and organize your closet or clean up your kitchen or you know, make you a mixed drink or let's cook, bake a cake or I'm stressed out, let's do this, let's do that. So those are some of the things that we do in our business, in our lives, to actually grow our businesses, to make our businesses who they are. So those are ways you can market, ask people to market your business. Then you ask your friends, your family, to know that you're running. Then let's create labels. Let's come up with a campaign. Let's come up with a phrase that helps you actually grow your business into the area it has to do. Understand that everything that you do out here can be successful. 90% of reasons I fail is because they really don't believe within, they don't believe in themselves, and they don't believe in what they're doing. So make sure that you're doing this thing that you really love and really believe into. Because my biggest advocate for this is that the only thing that you need a business to survive is confidence and consistency. If you can create confidence and consistency, you will have a successful business. You'll have a successful brand, and you'll be successful. Because I don't care what you do, you have confidence and consistency, then there will not be any issues in your life. Because you can overcome anything that anything puts in play for you if you're confident enough. If you're like, right now I'm on this detox and not drinking for the next 30 days, and I do this, try to do it once or twice a year. If I do a 30-day stretch, then I probably do it twice a year. If I do a 90-day stretch, I'm only doing it once. You know, so with that being said, my friends come over, they drink, they have fun, they're social, we're doing whatever we're doing. But I choose not to drink. Like, you have to have that discipline in what you're doing and have that mindset. They can say whatever, oh, why you did that, but that's what I choose not to do. So those are the things that you have to be adamant on and be clear, set about in your business about what you want to do. If you love something, if you have love for something you do, then you need to continue to do it for all of your days, all of your life. You know what I mean? So make sure when you're building these businesses so that you can build this empire, you do things that feel like it's work to you. You'll be motivated to do more. Like, those things, that really, really helps you put your business out there. So those are the things that I tell people about growing their business. They really just need to hone in on stuff that they like to do. Then they don't take it as work. You know what I mean? Yes, there's going to be trials and it's going to be tribulations. And it's going to have to learn, overcome. You're not going to be good at, but that's when you hire people to help you build out your business and build out your site, okay? Or build out your structure or anything else. And there's always people out here that will help you build your business. I have an awesome marketing platform out here that helps people grow and build their businesses on a daily basis. So, and it's proven to work. So I try to help as many people get educated on how to market their business, how to distinguish, how to make your business more unique. And the thing is, There's always going to be somebody else out there that does what you do. How many water companies are out there? How many juice companies are out there? How many kombucha companies are out there? One pops up every day. When you go to a liquor store, you don't see five liquors. You'll see one bourbon. You only see one scotch. You'll see one vodka. You'll see one tequila. Everybody's coming out with a tequila or a bourbon or scotch on a daily basis. So these are the things that it doesn't matter your competition. It's all about what makes you different. What makes your product so unique? What makes you stand out? And then what makes you stand out in the beginning is the love and the passion that you have for your business. So making sure that you take the time to understand what your business is and understand your passion. And then tell that story to everybody who comes along. Make sure you're telling that story to everybody. You have to put yourself out there to grow your business. Your business can be as big or as small as you want it to be. And that's the cool part about your opportunities can be as big and as small as they want to be. And you have to grow them as much as you possibly can. But if you don't love what you do or have the energy or if that's not your calling on what you need to do, then all of that energy is being wasted. I tell you, only sell the things that you love. If you went to real sales course and real sales training, they will teach you that. They will teach you that you can only sell things that you really love and really appreciate. You know what I mean? So if you're not selling those things that you really love and you really appreciate, then you should not be in business because you can't sell something that you don't have a passion for. The reason why you're going to keep pushing on people. I had somebody in my DMs the other day. I've been hitting up social media twice as hard. I had somebody in my DMs, and they kept telling me no. They kept telling me no. They kept telling me no. And I was like, you know what? That's cool. And then at the end of the day, they understood that I was just, hey, I'm just trying to help you. It's not that I'm pushing myself on you. It's more or less that if you don't need this service, I get it. Your business is doing phenomenal. That is great. But who am I to tell you that? You know what I mean? I don't know if you need help. Your social media doesn't really say, like, you don't have 100,000 followers. You don't have 300,000 followers. Not that all of that means anything, but, or is this business built big enough for what you want to do, as big as you want to? Because not everybody wants a multi-million-dollar business. It's not designed for everybody to be a multi-million dollar. There are some businesses that will always be mom and pop. Haven't you seen, like, there's a store around the corner who was there for 40-something years. And they sold it. But they only had one location, and they were great. Now, there's other businesses out there who pop up a new location every 5 and 10 minutes. You know what I mean? You blink and they got a new location. So not everybody is designed to be a multimillionaire, but you can be a business owner, and you can have a lifestyle that you do. $1 million is not for everybody. That lifestyle, that look, that feel is not for everybody. But you have to have the idea of what you want when you're going into business. You need to know what you're going for, what you need, have a plan, have an idea about what you're growing. Know where you are. Know what makes you happy in your business. So when you're doing something and you're thriving to do something that makes you happy, your business will grow and your business will prosper over time. It'll inspire you to be different in what you are making and what you're accomplishing. So tonight we're having a great guest over, she owns a nonprofit and community advocate, and we're going to be talking to her tonight. She has her Instagram is Dear God, We're not there yet. Dear God, we're not there yet. It's a nonprofit, and we're going to be talking to her. Now, another thing is when you are growing your business, this is one thing that you really, 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 really need to put in place and have that mentality behind it is making sure you surround yourself with like-minded people. When you're trying to sell people on your passion, tell people about how your passion works and what your passion is, making sure you have people around you that support your cause, support what you're doing. Because having negative pookie around will discourage you. And the thing is, they've never accomplished those goals in their life. They've never been at doing those things, right? So how can they tell you that it's not going to work? How can they tell you that? Do you think the Wright brothers were told that it wasn't going to work? Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, we can name people day after day and week after week about how many people have been like, why would you do that? You need to go get a job. You need this, you need to do that. When you have a passion, when you have a drive, when you have a determination to be a certain type of person, you need to actually develop that and build that confidence up no matter what anybody says to you out there, that you will be successful. You will be awesome. Your money, you will make as much as money as you desire. You will grow into this company that excels in. Is a name brand, a household name product, and go from A to Z. That's really all it takes, is that confidence. You talking to the right people, you being in the right zone to making sure that you're growing your business to that phenomenal level. That's how you become a business, having the confidence to speak to the people, having the confidence to push past go. Those are the things that you really, really have to do in your business. You know what I mean? You have to make sure that you're doing and inspiring to be that person and who you want to be in life. And living up to that. Because that is what your passion is about. You want to be a baker and right now you're working at Walmart. Girl, go in there and buy all your stuff while you got your Walmart discount. Start baking. Hand them out to your employees. There's so many people that, hey, try this. Hey, try that. See if you like this. And get a consumer report. Get a consumer census about what you do. Because at the end of the day, sometimes it's not at how good your product is. It's about how well you can persuade somebody to purchase it. Or how confident you believe in your product. That is what it's really about. How confident you are in your product. So those are the things that we're going to talk about tonight. So if you have not picked up my book by Pookie, make sure you pick the book up and you grab it from Amazon. I have these books on Amazon and you grow your business. And if you need help staying organized in your business, make sure you grab my quarterly planner. It is a planner where you get quarterly updates about your business and about what you need to do in your business. And it helps you keep yourself very organized. If you need help getting organized, grab this planner today. Grab it. It's on Amazon, the business planner. It helps you build out your planner. I have so many planners. I have the simple, stupid planner where you are, go lay down. Where you are talking about your simple ideas. It's a dinner planner. It gives you to-do list, report cards for your month. Just a basic planner to keep you focused, to keep your mind on the things that you need to do. I haven't promoted this one in a long time, but I'm on Amazon. These are all on Amazon. And again, I have a social media planner. I'm about to probably go into how to manage your social media really, really soon, because there is so many new features on social media that is so awesome. So we're going to do some social media stuff. And with all that being said, we're going to also talk about mindset. We're going to go into the rest of this month, the next two Wednesdays, want to dive deep into your mentality. So if you really, really, really want to understand what you're thinking about, your focus and everything going on in your life, we're going to do some, actually, we're probably going to start that in June. I forgot I had stuff already scheduled. Yay! A little ahead of myself, but I can change anything that I like because that's what you can do in your own business. You can change it. You can change gears. You can change focus. You can change pace whenever you want to. So, give me one second. We're about to bring on our guest for next week. All right, so let's tell you what's going to be happening next week. Next week is the 20th. We're going to talk about finding loyal customers, how to find your customer, how to find your target market. Not everybody is your target market. Not certain people are your target market, will never be your target market. If you sell a $40 bottle of soap, I'm probably not your target market because I don't see the purpose of it. I mean, you would have to really, really, really educate me on why I need this, okay? What problem, what serious problem will it fix for me? So those are the certain things, and you know, but if you're selling a $40 diet pill, I probably will buy it. Because you always want to get shaped, you always want to get right. I'm trying to get right, get tight. If you tell me if I take this twice a day, my stomach will go, watch for it. I probably will buy it because those are my needs and that would be my target customer. So after we find that, we're going to talk about the benefits of staying consistent. So that's when we are going to go into the mindset of it. How on 427, we're going to talk about the benefits of staying consistent and dig deep into that. So those are very powerful things. So let's see if our guest is ready to pop on. Let me hit her up, and we're going to bring her on the broadcast. Is everybody having a good day? I still have to work on this intro, guys. You guys understand. I really am going to work on this 3-2 minute intro. That'll give me time to get my organization together sometimes. Sometimes I just need a minute to clear my thoughts, to get my head right, and to keep moving. So tonight I think this show is going to be very powerful show. And if you like, please share, comment about the show. All right, so let's see if she's ready to pop on. All right, she is here. Let's start talking to her.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So tell everybody who you are.
Oh, absolutely. So my name is Alicia, and I am the founder of the Dear God, Are We There Yet? Nonprofit. Our nonprofit is a volunteer community. We connect people to causes. So I like to tell everybody we're kind of like the match.com for social good. We match causes and nonprofits to people in our community so that they can have a powerful impact through volunteering.
Oh, wow. That sounds awesome. So what made you start this business or this nonprofit?
So, yeah, the nonprofit. So, you know, I actually wrote my book, Dear God, Are We There Yet? At first. I actually come from the fashion industry, long story short, and it was just a different wave being in the fashion industry and just being, it was just a different energy. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But something was tugging into my heart about the power of social good, the power of connecting with people and doing good in this world in a different aspect. And so either through your business, through your nonprofit, or just reciprocating that. And so I pray, dear God, that's how I pray. So because I kept asking, like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And there is actually now at this moment, not tomorrow, not next week. And so I just said to myself, you know, all the people in my life that have influenced me in a positive way, or they've been there through me, for me, it's been it's a part of my journey. And it's like, how can I connect other people through volunteering so that they can get to know other people and just through experiences? So that's kind of like how I started in a nutshell. And there was such a need for nonprofits to gain volunteers. I mean, that's like the blood, I would say the veins of a nonprofit is volunteers. So yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell how I started all this.
Oh, wow. So with this being on topic, talking about your passion. So your passion was to connect people with each other. And being that you love nonprofits so much, you try to use nonprofits, and they actually need your help.
Yeah.
Nonprofits always need different, like you said, different volunteers to help, you know, find, to do things, to build them up, to whatever their vision or their purpose is, their mission is. They always need like-minded people to work with them. That is awesome. That is awesome. So.
Yeah, no. Mhm.
What would you say about, like, how did you use your creativity and what you learned over the years in the fashion industry and in your life to kind of develop this? Like, what made you that matchmaker?
Yeah, you know, I would say my passions, like anything that I wanted to do creatively. I come from a creative background, so fashion was something, and I wanted to bring that in the element. And it's like, how can I get connected with other people through their passions of what they love? So a big part of Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is anything that has to do with volunteering. And I try to make it, how can I say this, like, cool, if it makes any sense. Like, I literally try to make volunteering cool, like how it make it where people think, like, yeah, I need to do that tomorrow. And so one of the things we did was Change. So it is a book that we just launched that I've been working on for the past 2 years, that you can make these projects to donate them. And in that process, you're learning how to craft. You might be a crafter. You might know how to sew. You might want to learn how to sew. But ultimately, you're learning about other people's cultures. You're learning about communities. You're learning about causes in a deeper level. I say this to everyone when they say, when I tell them about, you know, foster care children, when they're taken from their homes, they're given a trash bag. And they're like, here, put your clothes in a trash bag, and we're going to be taking you to a new home. But people don't know that that is so demeaning. That is so damaging to a child. So one of the projects in our book is to make bags for kids, for foster care, that we can go ahead and donate. So it's just those that risk, just that using your creativity, using your art, and saying, how can I use that for volunteering? So if I love to sing, or I love to, you know, I love music, you can help teach other kids virtually or through other nonprofits about music and, you know, other ways of entrepreneurship, so that you can understand, like, financial literacy and all that stuff. So it's like, use your passion and share that with the world. And so I encourage that in our nonprofit. Anything that we have to do with volunteering has to be something that you love. It's and that's how we connect. For kids, we have Crafts Create Change, the book, and adults, but we also have Worldly Kids Box, you know, where they get a book every month and they get a t-shirt and they learn something new about equality and racism and all kinds of things, but in a setting where your parents now are talking to you about these things, you know? So that's right. Why I would say creativity. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is super awesome, because I'm talking about it for profit. You're talking about it for nonprofit, and regardless of what it is, it gives out that awesome energy. It gives out that positive energy when you're doing it, because when you have somebody that loves to do something, loves to dance, and then they can teach it. And usually they're really good at teaching it because they love to do it so much.
Yeah. No, it's true what you said, and that's why I love that you said that. When you love something, it's easy for you to teach it, right? It's easier for you to you exude it. It comes out of your pores. Me helping people doesn't just look at one aspect. It could be many things, and that's what we want other people to think about. Like, if you can volunteer with the things that you love, because there is a nonprofit, I promise you, out there that's going to need it. For example, there's a nonprofit that we are very passionate. Again, we support all nonprofits, but because we're a volunteer community, but human trafficking and you know, sexual trafficking or kids trafficking, all that, that's really huge for people of color and Black women and children. And this nonprofit is really finding creative ways how to get the youth involved, how to, if they see something, to say something. And now the youth, they're coming out of the woodworks and they're like, you know what, we're going to create a rap about it. We're about to create a biography of whatever. Or, you know, we're going to get film involved, and we're getting kids involved in something, a serious issue that's happening. Why? Because we're connecting them with them through creativity of what they love. So, yeah, it's a nonprofit, but it ain't easy. I tell people nonprofits are harder than for-profit. But at the same time, if you connect with people that believe that helping others is, you know, is the way of life and magic, it all boils down to a quote that we say in our nonprofit is, you don't have to be rich or famous to help people. And that's exactly how it all begins, you know?
Exactly. And that works as well as in for the for-profit people. When you're building a business on stuff that you have a passion for, like, it will grow, zoom out of you. And that same aspect help with a nonprofit as well, or help with her profit. When you're volunteering, when you're doing the things that you love, if you love mentoring kids, you're going to actually do it well. You're going to want to wake up to go out here to do this. You're not going to call and be like, yeah, you know, I can't do this today. No, you're not going to do that. And that's why when you're, whatever you build upon and whatever you do and whatever you decide to do, make sure that it is your passion, because it makes you happier in life. It makes you more energetic. It's good energy. And when you have that good energy and you're putting it out there, other people feel it, and other people will be receptive of you. Because I know you've seen people who have jobs who are like, I don't want to be here. And you're like, why are you even working here? You're putting out all this negative energy. I just came to get a freaking coffee, and now you're putting it, all this negative energy out. So I don't want to even drink this coffee anymore because of that. But if I get a person that does coffee, and they're like, oh, yeah, I love making coffee. Let me try something new. You like to try something different? Would you like a couple squirts of vanilla in it with some cinnamon twist? And then I'm just like, maybe I would like vanilla and cinnamon, but because they said it's so exciting, I'm like, sure, why not? Let me try it. And that's really how it works. And just like, I live in Atlanta. I'm off the Beltline, so I don't even know that people, you know, there's people out there who have nonprofits. There's profits about, every nonprofit is on the Beltline, it seems like. Right, you walk down there trying to get us a volunteer, trying to get a sign up. The problem that I have with a lot of these people that are out here is that they really just have no, they're like, hey, you look nice today. I'm like, yes, thank you, I do. I got to go, yes, okay. And did you hear about ABC nonprofit? And I'm like, nope, don't want to hear about it either. And I'm like, because those things are not my, if I'm not a dog lover, this is not going to be for me. If I don't care about this, it's not going to be for me. If I don't care, the trees, okay, they're out there. People are going to grow. There's going to be planting. Do I want to stand out there in the heat and plant trees? No. Like,
yeah, no, you know what? I love how real and transparent you are, because to be honest with you, that's, for everyone listening right now, you hit it on the nail, and it's so freaking true. Let me just go real back to what you said about the coffee. You are your brand. Any entrepreneur that's listening to this, you are your brand. If you want to change something, you need to change something. If you want to complain about something, then that's what's going to be complaining about something. If you have a nonprofit, you need to really involve people. And if they're not interested in it, be okay with that and try to educate them, but don't try to push it on them. Just like if you're an entrepreneur with your business. I say this all the time because I used to do fashion branding, marketing for fashion brands, and people didn't believe that they needed to invest in a coach, right? So I'm like, why do you think that these athletes have coaches? Why do you think that these people excel in their lives with, you know, financial planners have, people that are, you know, well off or whatever have financial planners for business? And you have to, like, really get to them to inspire them instead of pushing something down their throat thinking that overnight they're going to change it. So I love that you said that because I've been on so many podcasts and people usually sugarcoat, but I just want to give you a virtual hug because you never hear that realness on a podcast. So I love you for that because that's letting people know truth and not that what we see one thing and how we do another thing. No. So I love that. Yes, you want to save trees, but maybe you could save trees another way. Maybe in your house, the way you eat your food and food waste or whatever, maybe that's how you're saving it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be one way or the highway. So I love that.
Right. And that's what people really need to be real with themselves. And I understand that. Now, if you're a philanthropist, I'm probably saying this wrong, and you just want to donate money or you have way too much money just to give it to all these causes, go for it. Give it to everybody. But I'm not quite there yet. So if I want to give it to a cause, there's certain causes that I am going to give it to. Like, I love entrepreneurship. I probably need to create a nonprofit to teach the youth how to be entrepreneurs so that they can grow up and be successful. And, like, I'm not an advocate for college. So if you're not a person, I believe if you're not a person going to school to be a lawyer or a doctor or in the medical field or one of those, then you shouldn't go to college unless you really, really don't know what the hell you're going to do with yourself. And then you use that as a catapulting to get where you need to go. But if you have a passion and you have a drive and you have creativity, because most kids do, but it's so suppressed by people around them that don't even, because they've never been able to be creative or they're not creative or they've never been able to make their creative ideas successful, those people suppress children's creativity. And you never know how powerful. There's so many children brands out here that all they just need is somebody to help them and coach them and assist them through it and push them forward. I was talking to a little guy out there in on the Bell Line last night, and he's 15 years old. And he was like, well, I wanted to create this sleeve for, you know, I guess workout sleeve or whatever. Don't really understand what it is yet. I mean, we haven't had an in-depth conversation. But, hey, if he is passionate about creating a sleeve that says whatever his brand is, then how can we cultivate that into making it a business so that they can understand how to grow, make their own wealth? And don't have to depend on your parents now, because I got my own money. You know what I mean? Because I'm making money with this sleeve, or I'm making money. And they have the audience. They know how to capture their audience. So because they still have that passion, they still have that drive, they still have that love, that innocence that we have not been contaminated with, because there's so many people out there who are I'm saying this wrong, don't judge me, contaminated with the world. We're contaminated with bills. We're contaminated with life, relationships, people who like you, people who don't like you. And once we get contaminated, we have to now wash all that off. It's like an oil spill. And you have to wash all that oil off of the birds or whatever that fly into it. And then some people don't even wash it off. They live their whole life with their oily film on their body. But then those who are out there, you actually grow and understand that, hey, I can make money doing this thing. I can actually grow. If you want to be a dancer, a singer, what a rapper, I mean, I don't know, I'm not an advocate for rapping, but because there's really no money in it. But if you just want to do it, send your message. Like, rap with a purpose. Don't rap just to make money.
Yeah. Exactly. And I love how, and you know what I want to add this to, that it doesn't matter. People feel like they get discouraged. They're like, well, I want to have a fashion line, or I want to be a writer or a singer or whatever. But there's so many people. Let me tell you something. There's nobody out there like you. There is nobody out. You can have a fashion brand. You can have anything you want. You could be anything you want and still be successful, because there's nobody like you. And I think creativity, we stop ourselves because we're like, well, there's already people doing this. Why? What makes me different? Well, you're the one who makes you different. And to your next thing that you're saying about opening up a nonprofit for kids, you know how much kids need to understand life skills, like basic life skills. I'm talking about, because nowadays they don't even know how to balance a checkbook, because we don't use checkbooks, right? But imagine if those tools were given to them, right?
Right.
They would understand, like,
you.
I could.
Not to interrupt you, but not to interrupt you. I don't know how old you are. Can we go back to ABC order? Like, I believe teaching children alphabetical order teaches life skills. You know they don't learn that in school anymore. I mean, they know ABCD, they learn that ABCs, but they don't go to the card catalog and have to, you know, when you go to, you had to go, back in the day, you had to go to the card catalog and pick up BGS.
Oh, they don't know about any of that. Yes, you have to go into the library. Nope, they don't know any of that. None of it.
Research, now we got Google. Like, that is really stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't really know how to, when you have those skills, those basic, because those were problem-solving skills. It wasn't that we were teaching the kids how to put stuff in alphabetical order. It taught you logic and problem-solving, realistically. And children don't have to.
No, and that's the thing. It's like we're in a problem-solving environment, too, and I think that they don't have to solve their own problems. Usually it's already, like, done for them. You know how, like, you can go on Google and you can do this and you don't have – or you can read this, or somebody's going to do that for you. And it, I always call it, like, hard work. I'm like, kids these days will never – and I was born in the 80s, but even then, like, I feel like kids nowadays don't know the struggle of hard work. Things get a little hard and they want to give up, you know, or they figure out things might not come as easy, like money or whatever the case. So that's why they might choose to make certain choices, because, again, they see something on social media and they think, oh, my God, that's going to be my career. And it's like, you're just thinking about today. Are you really thinking about tomorrow? You know, so it's true what you said. And we have to go back to those basics. But the only people that are going to be able to do that is people like entrepreneurs like yourself and these podcasts and nonprofits that are going to get out of the non-traditional norms of getting towards to these children. Like I was saying about, you know, human trafficking and like they didn't know. And, you know, just simple things like, do not be distracted on your phone when you're in an environment that you are that you're like in a public place. Like, you should not be distracted, you know, because there are people are pulling and day and night, taking kids for, you know, their organs or selling them for, you know, sex trafficking, you know, whatever the case is. And people think it's funny. They think it's just like from some episode of on TV, but you know what? It's happening every single day. And more, and it's, like, giving them that, like, you shouldn't be on your phone, but they're like, oh, really? I shouldn't be on my phone? Oh, really? Yeah, yes, you shouldn't when you're doing these things, but it's kind of like common sense, but they don't know it, so it's up to us to try to, you know, to know, you know, give them that knowledge.
But there's some adults out here that don't know that one.
That's funny.
This is Cracker Jones. Like, I'm a very observant person. Like, I pay attention to my surroundings. I look at things. I hear things. And it's so funny. I could be walking with somebody. Like, I had a walking partner. I'll walk with this person. And I'll be like, oh, wow, did you see that? And they're like, what? I was like, right in front of us, this and that just happened. And I'm just like, come on now. You really are not. How are you walking and not paying attention? That's why car accidents are so high and everything else. And I don't even blame it on the phone all the time. The phone is a big part of it. But people just don't have to pay attention to their surroundings. Like, if you see somebody walking up on you a little too fast, guys are a little suspect-y, you know, you don't have to stop and approach them or anything, but just be aware that they're there. And I think if you were, if people were aware that they're there, like, oh yeah, I see you, okay, you can't just pop up on me, like, then people, all of this would happen less. I can't say it will never happen because it's still going to always happen, but it would happen less. So those are the things that just be cognizant, be aware of what's going on in you. And that's a big thing about your passions and your energy. Just be aware of what is happening in your surroundings and how you want to feel and what do you want to do. And, you know, it's about being aware.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I completely agree with you, and I think that it can be as simple as, like you said, being aware in your surroundings and also being aware of your own business, like doing your own thing. You know, we get blinded by what other people are doing, and then we don't finish what we want to do, and then we start putting all these excuses on why we can't do our stuff creatively. You know what I mean? It's because we're switching things too fast. We want this gratification right away. Well, we didn't succeed on this now. Let's move on to the next thing, you know? And it's okay to do many things, but at least give it a try, you know? The number one thing, give it a try, and then move on if it doesn't work for you, you know? But, yeah.
Well, the thing is, I don't know. Well, I'm an 80s. I was born in 80. So instant gratification never came. Like, I mean, instant. I grew up when my grandmother had to put the seed in the oil and the butter in the popper in the pot and put a plate on top of it and shake it and make popcorn for about 5 or 10 minutes. You told a kid that they had to stand there and could not push 3 minutes on the thing and then go take a shower and come back and your popcorn would be ready, they would almost die. You know what I mean? If you told them you actually had to cook your meal today, you cannot put this microwave dinner in the microwave, they would die.
No.
Like, okay, let's just take the microwave out the house. You have to warm your food up on the stove in the oven and watch it, because if you overheat it, it's going to burn.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God, you're bringing it back. You're bringing it back. You're bringing me back to my home where we only had one TV. I remember in the 90s.
TV in your bedroom? You were millionaires. You had a TV in your bedroom.
I know. We didn't have that.
No. We didn't have a TV. We had a TV in the living room. I think my mom got a TV in her bedroom. But I didn't get no TV in my bedroom until I was grown and out her house. And, like, you watch TV in the living room. And this big old giant TV that you watched in your living room with your people, you know, like, or with whatever. And then you had to, you know, everybody in the house had to watch it. If grandma wanted to watch CNN or Wheel of Fortune, you had to sit down there and watch Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, you couldn't.
So when I say that, it's just more about it, and being back on the topic of making creativity your passion. We were more creative as children. We were more creative at that point. Well, okay, I don't want to watch Wheel of Fortune or whatever, and so I'm going to sit here and color because I have to be in this room. Can't go in my room because unless I'm going to sleep, like, why would you weren't able. You had to spend family time. You had to be right in the seat. Where you at? Where you at? What are you doing back there? You know what I mean? So, like, those big things that you had to sit there and you would color or you would draw or you would do crossword puzzles or you would play some kind of game in a little book or you wrote a story or, you know, wrote a poem while, you know, you're doing something that you didn't really want to do, so you had to find something else to do. And those are aspects about creative. And any of those things, there's people who hand do planners. There's people who, you know, make arrangements, pies. I just came from an art festival. There's people that do so many different things. There's no excuse. And what I was saying about, you said it earlier, I said it before you came on, but the thing about your passion and working something as your passion, that is what you desire to do. When you put that energy behind it, it makes everything that you do so special. It's like when grandmama cooks dinner on Sunday, it was cooked with love.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the old this was made with love. You must have put your foot in it or something of that sort, mm-hmm. right? Like, now, if you say that, you're like, what? Did you put your foot in it? That's nasty. No, that means you actually loved and grandma's put over there cooking them collard greens. If you tell somebody they had to, you can't even get the pre-cut collard greens and y'all don't do Sunday dinner. So there's no more passion out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, it's so true.
People need to go back to their passion, happier. When you do stuff that is your passion, I do this podcast every Wednesday. I don't care if one person pops in. I don't care if 1,000 people pop in. I do this every Wednesday. Why? Because I like to do it. I like to talk to people. Now, can I do it every day? I probably won't. But I will do this. I'm dedicated to do this 2 years straight for every Wednesday. 2 years, I have not missed a Wednesday. This is now a habit. Like, I'm sitting in my friend's home. I had a friend over here. We're talking. I was like, okay, you can either stay or be quiet or go home because it's Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And if you know me, Wednesday between 9 and 10 o'clock, don't call my phone. You know, don't try, unless you don't know me. Those are the only people who blow my phone up. And if I know you and you call my phone, I'm going to send you, why you didn't answer the phone? Because you know what I do. What do I do on Wednesday at 9 o'clock?
I love that. It's consistency and it's dedication. And it's true, you said. I have to agree with you because I was just recording a podcast episode and I was just saying that to my audience too. It's like, you know, sometimes I fall off on one day on this and sometimes I do this on that, but as long as you are consistent and it's like your religion, right? Like every Wednesday, you know, you are on, like you just said, your friend, that just becomes who you are. And then that's what people know you for. And they're like, wow, she is present. She is. So I love that you said that. And it doesn't matter if one person shows up, 5,000 people, 3,000, you give it your best because this is something you love to do. I hope everybody that's listening gets that and just really remembers if anything in the entire conversation, they remember that.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing. And just love what you do. Have that energy, put it out there. And when people listen to it, you know, they love it. Yeah, some people are judgmental, da, da, da. I'm like, I don't care. And I come in here free willy. Like, I want to talk and have a conversation. That's why my podcast is like, what are we going to talk about? Man, this is a conversation. Yes, we have a topic.
Yeah.
We try to stay on topic. But at the end of the day, it's about talking to people, like-minded people who are doing great things to help the community or build their business or help themselves become better people. And if it's your passion, you will want to talk about it. I won't have to fight you to talk about it. I'm not asking you to pay be on here. No, eventually, maybe I'll get some sponsors soon. But these are things that I want you to talk about your business. So I love for people to come on here, tell people where they can find you, tell people about your social media so we can share and we can spread the love to everybody's out there. So we're in the last, the 4 minutes of the show now. Please tell everybody where they can find you, how they can volunteer, if they want to volunteer.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and tell people about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us on Instagram at Dear God, Are We There Yet? And also at Crafts Create Change. You can just go to DearGodAreWeThereYet.com as well. And if you want to volunteer, we have an entire dashboard on our website that you can be a virtual volunteer. If you want to get involved with a project partner, if you are an entrepreneur, we also have a micro grant. So if you are doing something in your business that is helping others as well in your business of some sort, go ahead and apply for those micro grants as well. So yeah, that's it. And I appreciate, thank you so much for having me on your show. I love chatting with you and I even got some things that it's like a reminder for myself. So I'm so happy we connected.
That is awesome, and I really appreciate that. And like I tell everybody, there's only two things that keep you striving for your business, and an entrepreneur needs to remember. Remember to be consistent and be confident. That is all. That's my motto from this point on, is if you are consistent and you're confident in what you're doing, you will grow and you will be successful. and grow as big as you want to be. So I really appreciate having you on and talking to people and talking to our tribe and everybody who listens. Please share this with everybody. And it is awesome. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so, so much. And you have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, this is I Am Unique Right. We are signing off tonight. That was a powerful show. I told you it was going to be a great show tonight. Again, have that passion, have that love, drive to do what you do because that passion exudes out of you. People know that you like to do something because of how much energy you put behind it. If you're doing something and there's no energy behind it, then don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't even stress yourself out about it. Don't do things for money. Do things because you love. Make sure that you love to do everything that you do and put yourself out there and put your heart into it. So make sure you like, you share, you reshare, you comment, you subscribe, whatever platform we are on tonight, make sure you let everybody know that these are the things that we do to help you grow your business, to help you be successful. Make sure you use your passion, build on your passion, be consistent, be confident, and grow business to be what it needs to be. So I am Unique Right, your DIY business coach, signing off tonight. If you need help marketing your business or branding your business, hit me up in the DMs or click the link in the bios, any of the bios, or send me a message and I will respond to you and I will help you. I will coach you through your life, through your business, because business is a lifestyle. All right, so talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.